February 9, 1928, the Sovereign Queen of Heaven, Reflector of Jesus. Pleasures of Jesus when one asks for his fiat. How Jesus gathered all goods and consumed all evils. How he ignited the stake within himself. Continuing to follow the acts of Jesus done in his divine will when he was on earth, I was following mother and son when they fled to Egypt, and I thought to myself, how beautiful it must have been to see the dear little baby in the arms of his divine mama. Though he was so little, enclosing the eternal fiat within himself, he enclosed heaven and earth. Everything came out from him, as the Creator, and everything hung upon him. And the Sovereign Queen, transfused in the little Jesus by virtue of the same fiat which animated them, formed the reflector of Jesus, his echo, his very life. How many hidden beauties they possessed! How many varieties of heavens, more beautiful than that which can be seen above our horizon! How many more refulgent suns they contained! And yet, no one could see anything. Nothing appeared other than three poor fugitives. Jesus, my love, I want to follow, step by step, the steps of my celestial mama. And as she walks, I want to animate the blaze of grass, the atoms of the earth, and make you feel my I love you under her soles. I want to animate all the light of the sun, and, as it shines on your face, I want it to bring you my I love you. All the waves of the wind, its courses, let all say to you, I love you. I am the one who, in your fiat, brings you the warmth of the sun to warm you, the waves of the wind to caress you, its whistling to speak to you and say, dear little one, let everyone know your divine will. Let it come out from within your little humanity, that it may take its dominion and form its kingdom in the midst of creatures. But while my mind was wandering after Jesus, and I would be too long if I wanted to say everything, my highest and only good, Jesus, moved in my interior, and all goodness told me, my daughter, my mama and I were like two twins born of the same labor, because we had but one will that gave us life. The divine fiat placed all our acts in common, in such a way that the son was reflected in her, and the mama was reflected in the son. So, the kingdom of the divine will had its full force, its perfect dominion within us. And as we were fleeing to Egypt, we carried the divine volition as though strolling throughout those regions, and we felt its great sorrow for it was not reigning in creatures. And, looking at the centuries, we felt the great joy of its kingdom which it was to form in their midst. And, oh, how pleasing to us did your repeated refrains in the wind, in the sun, in the water, under our steps, reach us upon the wings of our fiat, I love you, let your kingdom come. It was our echo that we could hear in you, as we wanted nothing but the divine will to reign and be the conqueror of all. Therefore, even from that time we loved our tiny little one, who asked for and wanted but what we ourselves wanted. Then, I continued to think about everything that my sweet Jesus had done while being on earth, and he added, my daughter, when I came upon earth I looked at all centuries, past, present and future, in order to gather within my humanity everything good and upright that could be done by all generations, so as to place on it the seal and the confirmation of good. I destroyed nothing of what was good. On the contrary, I wanted to enclose it within myself to give it divine life, and, adding the good which was missing, and which I did, to complete all the goods of human creatures. Upon the wings of the centuries I went to human creatures, to give my complete work to each one of them. In the same way, I also gathered all evils in order to consume them, and by dint of sorrows and pains which I wanted to suffer, I ignited the stake within my own humanity, on which to burn all evils, wanting to feel each pain, so as to make all goods opposite the evils arise again, to make the human generations be born again to new life. And just as I did everything, suffered everything and consumed everything in order to form all possible imaginable remedies for all the redeemed ones, so as to then dispose them to receive the great good of my will reigning in their midst, so you, in order to prepare the kingdom of my will, must enclose all that is holy and good, and by dint of pains you must consume all evils, to make the life of my divine will be born again in the midst of creatures. You must be my echo, in whom I must form the deposit from which the kingdom of my fiat must arise. Follow me step by step, and you will feel the life, the heartbeat, the happiness of this kingdom which I contain within me, and which wants to come out in order to reign in the midst of creatures. And my love for it is so great, that if I allow the infernal enemy to penetrate into Eden, I will not allow him to set foot in the Eden of the kingdom of the fiat. And this is why I permitted that he draw near me in the desert, to debilitate him and put an end to his steps, and to close the way for him, that he might not dare to enter. Don't you yourself feel how your presence terrorizes the enemy and he takes flight so as not to see you? It is the strength of my victory that hurls him down, and, feeling confused, he flees. Everything is prepared. There is nothing left but to make it known.